1:14. Yeah, a touch of ill will. It's forbidden to tell a person a remark which was made about him, even if that remark would cause him to be even slightly upset. The whole contains nothing which is actually derogatory. Relating such remarks falls under the category of avak rechilas. To tell someone information which will make him upset, consider rechilas. What's the case? What's the story like this? The story of Abraham and Sarah. Now what happened to what happened? Hashem told Abraham Avinu he can have a child. What did he say? What did Abraham Avinu say? He left. Said, "I'm old and my wife is old." When Hashem repeated to Abraham to Sarah, what did he say? Sorry. Now, when he told Sarah you can have a child. What Sarah? What happened to Sarah? Sarah left. She said, "I'm old and my husband's old." When Hashem repeated to Abraham Avinu, he said, "Why did Sarah say that?" He didn't say that you're old. He just said, "What Hashem say over that she's old?" Right? Hashem said, "Why is that Sarah left saying, shall I in truth bear a child though I have age?" For the sake of peace between husband and wife, Hashem did not tell Abraham that Sarah had mentioned that he too was old. So let's think about this case. Abraham Avinu didn't think he was a young guy, right? He was 99 years old. He didn't think he was so young, right? So what's the big deal if his wife said that he's an old man? He knows he's an old man. What's so bad?
Maybe he would get the idea that she doubts him being able to even have children.
Fine, but it's not such a big deal. Most 99-year-old men can't.
Most of them can't. It was her that was surprised.
No, not at that point. At that point, also he was an old man. That was also a nace at this point also. Once he was 99, it was also a nace for him. Originally, she didn't have a rechum. Fine. At that point, was
it a bigger nace? For him, it's not such a nace.
It's also a nace. I'm saying. You don't know who's a bigger nace?
Probably a man can have children for a lot longer than a woman.
Fine, but not 99. The guy's 99.
The story is that most men have children until 70. Here we're
talking about Abraham. Even then, even though it sounds like that, fine, but basically, obviously, you start with doubting it because she said he's old. Obviously, at that time, it was a problem, meaning it wasn't so problem. But
well, probably for a vacuum.
Yes, it's a last mechila. For a relationship between a husband and wife, it's a very delicate question. Hashem, in the infinite wisdom, determined that even if someone as great as Abraham Avinu might feel slightly hurt upon hearing that his wife refer to him as old, and he's like an old fogey. She might think, you know, she doesn't want to hear he's old. Therefore, Hashem omitted this part of Sarah's remark when confronting Abraham. Chavetz Chaim concludes this chapter by cautioning us not to reveal private information, which has been told to us in confidence. While revealing secrets is not necessarily derogatory, if speaking rechilos, it does cause harm for the person who's confident, who confided in us. Furthermore, says Chavetz Chaim, one who reveals secrets steps beyond the bounds of tznius and goes against the wishes of the other person, which in itself is wrong. So even though it's not rechilos, it's still wrong, still not the right thing to tell people secrets or things are told to us in confinement. Shkayach, that was day 1:14. Yes. We're getting closer to the end of 13 days.
Sorry,
please.
Get your own book.
We need to bring it over and over and over again.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're holding now. Holding Yud Zayin Amud Aleph.
So is your name?
I think so. Where are we holding in the Gemara? In the Gemara. Let's go back to Vinit Vesachos Utaidu Shlamet. Ubosar Bechairos. Zeh. Oh, we'll go back to the Sechot Utaidu Shlamet. Right, let's see, have we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 lines from the bottom. Three words for that. When it says in the Pasuk, right, again referring to it, it says, don't eat this in your...
First one in line?
First one in line is going to be... Okay. Or the last one in line is Taida. So that... So comes the Gemara and says, again, what are we referring to? We're referring to the Pasuk in Devarim Yutes, Yutzayin, it says a person, Lasucha lachal b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat these things in your gates. Meaning you have to eat it in Yisalayim. So now he said, what is this referring to? Zu taidu shlamin. Could stay. The Secha is Taida and Shlamin. Amar Reb Shimon, Ma Bazel Amadin. What's this coming to teach? What's this pasuk coming to teach me? If it's telling me that you, if someone who eats it outside the walls of Yerushalayim gets malchus, kavachaymer mi meister, I can learn it from a kavachaymer from meister, right? Now what's the kavachaymer? If meister that's lenient, anyone could eat it. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim, right? And if you eat it outside, you get malchus for sure. A carbon tied in shlamin, which is already a carbon, which could, right? For sure with here, which you have to put on the Mizbeach. For sure with here, you should have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You get malchus for eating it outside Yerushalayim. So what do I need to do with this pasuk? Halay ba'akas, this pasuk is going to come, Ela only la'aychal b'taydu u'shlamim l'fnei zrika. For someone who eats the taydu and the shlamim before it got sprinkled. So who likes that you get malchus? So again, we're doing them in the Inyan. If we can't use it for taydu and shlamim, we'll use it for the case of eating it outside Yerushalayim. We'll teach you if you eat it before the blood is sprinkled, you get malchus. Fine. That is going to be what we need to learn in this tach. Let's go for the ubacharis, right? The pasuk earlier than that said ubacharis, right? The firstborn animals. Zeh abachar, this is referring to the firstborn animal. Good? Everything's good? I'm still in the Gemara.
Okay.
You skipped over the Shlomim? We just did the Sechel to Shlomim.
Okay.
Now we're at Bukharis. Good?
Yeah.
Bukharis is Bukhar. Bukharis is referring to the Bukhar. I'm Reb Shimon. Ma Bazel Alam Deinu. What's this coming to teach me? In La Eichlan Chos Lachayma. If it's time you get Malkus for eating it outside the walls, of Yishalayim Kavachayma. Me meister, I can learn from a kalachayim from meister. If by meister, which is lenient, anyone could eat it, has to be in Yerushalayim. For sure, b'char could be in Yerushalayim. If lefnei zrika, if you're telling me you get malchus, you eat it before zrika, kalachayim be taydu shlamim. I learn from a kalachayim from taydu and shlamim. Right? If taydu and shlamim, if by taydu and shlamim. You can't eat them outside Yerushalayim. You get malchus to eat them outside Yerushalayim. For sure, b'char.
No, you by told us, Shlomi, that for sure you can't eat it before doing zricha, right?
Okay, I just lost the place. Yes, right. If b'char and Shlomi can't eat it before zricha, for sure over here by b'char, which we're going to say later, is kadosh merechem. It's holy from the womb. It's a higher level of kedusha. For sure, you can't eat it before zricha. Halal ba'akaz, the pasuk did not come only to teach me la'aychal min ha'bechar. For Yisrael, who's going to eat from the bechar, even after it was sprinkled, everything was done properly. For Yisrael, sorry, or a lady, someone who was a zar far into the kuhuna, is going to eat from the bechar. Afilu achar zrika, shehu like it, that'll get malchus. Fine, so let's see the Rashi, three lines at the bottom. Line of Rashi. If he's a stranger to the kuhuna, if he's Yisrael or a Levi, she'ina b'char ne'achal, the b'char is not eating el kahanim, only to kahanim. This pasuk is the warning that you'll get malchus. But malchum acher in a different place, asehu ta'ashkan, but we find the asay by it. Right? We find the mitzvah asay that a kohen must eat it. The pasuk says ach b'char shar, if it's the firstborn shar. The gomer, etc. Ubasarim yeh licha, and this pasuk should be to you, to a kohen, the gomer, etc. So you see with that pasuk that I say. So now I'm saying I'm going to add to it a lot that you'll get malchus if you eat this, if a Yisrael eats this. Fine, very good. So far, so good. Bekarcha v'tzaincha, bakar and tzaizu chatas v'asham. This is referring to a chatas and asham. Now, where do you see in the pasuk that it's referring to chatas and asham? What do you see in the words?
The dry.
What's the drush? But until now, we saw a little bit. We are coming. You true. It's the drush. But do we see anywhere in the word? Meaning, let's say by truma, we say truma is yadcha, is because it's bikurim because it says over there yad. And by Taida and Shlama, we said usually they come for an Adava.
Well, maybe for the Korban Chatas and the Korban Asha, you use those kind of animals from the Korban Mitzvah.
Correct. But even though, okay, but that's true, that you use a Bakar and a Tzai, it's true, you definitely use a Bakar and a Tzai cattle and sheep for Korban Chatas and Asha. But there are also other Korbanas that you use it for. Basically, it's basically by default, because we spoke about everything else. Meaning, basically, the Rashi is going to say.
The truth is that Pipshuto. The Bechorachan and Samchah is going on Bechorachan.
Oh, right, Nachon. That's why, right. True.
Well, we're really putting it towards Chatas and Asha.
Right, we're breaking it down. Nachon, if you read the pasuk simply, you should read Bechoras, Bechorachan, Vitzaynachas. It's one thing. But in the drasha, it's true, we're going to break it down in the drasha. We're really going to break
we
it down.
I was surprised, actually. Was
that we made such a drasha?
No, that the Bechorachan and Samchah came up. We were on the assumption it was never going to come up.
As part of
its own thing, we saw it as part of, in the pasuk, as it was part of.
Right.
It was part of that, so it came up. We were like,
oh. So the reason is one of the pshat they bring down in the super fancy why they bring down in the back is that
super fancy.
I need to get one.
Gotta get one. So basically, it says over here that the Torah could have written becharis behemtecha. The bechar is your animal.
I have.
Oh, see, you also have. Yeah. He's like, you know, he's getting there.
So it
should have said becharis behemtecha. Yeah.
Right.
Bechar is behemtecha. So why it could have just said the bechar of your animal? Why does this speak out bechar is bekarcha v'tzedecha, your sheep and your cattle? Just say your animals. That's why we have room to make an extra drasha here, right? Because Rabbi Yossi is really right. Really, bechar is bekarcha v'tzedecha is really one sentence. So we broke down bechar means your bechar, and bakar and zohar making a new drasha. How do you do that? So the fact they could have just wrote the bechar of your animals, and decided to write your sheep and your cattle gives us room. Leeway to make an extra drasha.
Okay, so how you okay?
Fine, good.
How are you making the jump?
So also, how are you making the jump to what's it called? So they bring that over here from Rashi. Obviously, the Ritva says from Rashi. It's interesting because the Ritva had a different Rashi. Sometimes the Rishayim bring down things from Rashi which we don't have. So in this case, so maybe it got the word. There were a bunch of prints. We have like one print of Rashi which
Did
we go.
Rashi?
No, it's not. We don't have such a Rashi in existence that this Ritva brings. That's what they say over here in my. Extra super something Gemara that they say over here that we don't have this such a Rashi. They say that the Ritva had a Rashi that said that. It's not going to be yours for sure. He says since it doesn't say fine. He says basically by default since the pasuk doesn't say anything about Chatzos. So basically he has a Rashi that says it's by default. Since there's nothing else in this pasuk that da'asha for chatas and asham, we'll assume this is going to be for chatas and asham. Especially by default. We don't really see it so much in the words, but they understood this is what you use this pasuk for. Because
what's the chatas pnimius?
There's different types of chatas. There's chatas that you bring for averus.
The Aruch HaNer says that all asham's chatas are sown anyway. It's another way we learn out of it. It says that all chatas and asham are going to be sown anyway, so that's what we can learn from Sonecha. And how did you learn from Bikorecha? He says that, as I'm asking what it means, it says,
chatas
means
there were different types of chatas. There are chatas for a yachid and chatas for a tzibur. Chatas for a yachid is brought outside, and for the tzibur was usually brought inside. That's the chatas pnimis.
That was a par.
That
was
so good. Personal chatas,
which is a puck, which
would be its own. And the other one, and
the four ones are for the coin.
Will be a bucket.
So it's also clear the way to see that we're talking about Asham.
I think Benjamin asked me, what's the difference between a chatas and
a. Or an Asham?
Yeah.
Chatas.
Is it an offering or is it a guilt offering?
So really, chatas is usually any time, like we spoke about, any time if you would do this thing on purpose, you would get karis. If you do it by mistake, you bring a chatas. That's when you bring a karma chatas. Now, also, there's certain times when you bring a guilt over this, the asham, elis, there's a list of different times, a Torah list of different types of karma asham. You don't bring a karma for every aver you do. It's different things, asham, elis. If you look in Rabbi Shmuel or an Ezra Makarman, you say before davening, a list in that paragraph of Mishnah is what.
Things that you do personally as opposed to publicly, like the chatas is.
No, it's different averis. It's different averis. I mean, you look in the guilt offerings, there's different things. Shav Shiva Harufa, Shav Me'ilah, it's all for different averis. If you look in Ezra Makarman, the Mishnah lists off all the different types of Asha.
Okay.
right? Mishnah Ezer Makar. If you open a sitter, you can see it in there. Before I do it, Ezer Makar. And that fact, Mishnah is it brings Asham. Bada, it's Mishnah. It's the whole. It's a lot of different types of Asham. Okay. Chatas is for specifically a sin offering, which if you do it on purpose, you get Karis. Then when you do it by mistake, you bring a Chatas.
Karis, and then
if you do any time that if you do it on purpose, you get Karis. Do it by mistake, it's a Chatas. That's generally Asham. Is a lot of different types of Asham. Fine.
And the only you do by choice. When you're done.
We'll see. We'll get to Ella soon. We're gonna get to Gemara's. Get to Ella. Fine. So basically, that's gonna be fine. So basically, according to Ritva, it has a Rashi somewhere. Either we don't have Rashi, or he, I don't know. It's a printing mistake. They said he said it from Rashi. Basically, he says that we understood that these words mean Chasen and Usher. It's true they come from Bakar and Sain. But he says basically by default because that's what fits, and we don't have any other way to bring them into the pasuk. So if we have extra words, we'll say they're going on Chasen and Usher. Good, fine. The car goes Zaycha Zuchatas for Asha. Zuchatas for Asha. I'm Reb Shimon. It's interesting, every time the Bryce says again, I'm Reb Shimon, it could be a bunch of collected Bryces put together. It's very interesting.
There.
But it sounds like it was brought down together over there at once, but for some reason, every.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, anyway, it could be that over there they put together a bunch of Reb Shimon. Like, funny, every time Reb Shimon is saying, I'm Reb Shimon. Fine. Either way, Amar Reb Shimon, Ma Bazel Olam Deinu. What's this pasuk of by for a chatas and ha'asha? What does he need to teach me? Im la eichlin chos lachayim. If he's teaching me that you're not allowed to eat outside the wall, you get malchus for eating outside the wall. Kavachar, maybe Meister. We learn from Kavachar from Meister, right? Meister can be eaten by anyone. And right, chatas and ha'asha is a carbon. Im lefnei zrika. If you want to tell me you get malchus for eating it before zrika, Kavachar maybe Taidu Shlomim. It's a Kavachar from Taidu Shlomim for sure. Right? It's more strict than a carbon tie than a carbon shlamim. Im la'achar zrika. If it's for Yisrael who's going to eat it even after zrika, kalachayim b'chor. I can learn from a kalachayim from. I can even learn from a kalachayim from b'chor. So what in the world do I need this? What do I need this pasuk for? Why is it a kalachayim from Bukhar? This is what we never figured out yet.
Why not? It's just more strict than before.
Why? How? How is it more strict? How is right. Chatas and Asha more strict than Bukhar?
So the Gemara tells us.
Yeah, good. What's going to tell us?
I don't remember.
Oh, that you have, you said yesterday. You have the Amorim and the Zeh. You have the Amorim and the.
No, that was that. No, that was why Tayyid and Shlomo were better than Tayyid
and
Shlomo were better. Yeah, but why is Chatas and Asham better than why is Chatas and Asham a Kavachimer from?
Oh, you're saying why is Bikurim?
Why is
Bikurim more on a higher level, a higher Madriga than?
It's only coin.
Not Bikurim.
It's only coin.
And Chatas and Asham is also a coin. Chatas and Asham is also only a coin.
Really, you bring your own Chatas gift to give it to the coin? You get a part yourself.
Yeah, they eat it for you. They give you a kapar. No, so we'll see. Basically, we'll see.
No.
We'll say that you have to eat it. Yeah, but you have to eat it in the azar. We'll see if you have to eat it in the azar.
Chatas and you need a smicha and a sachi.
Correct. You have a smicha and a sachi. Good.
That's fine.
Good. We'll see it on the basis. Why the chomer is that you need to lean on it. You need to have libations. And that's the way to see.
Yeah, basically,
yeah. We have to realize there's going to be a reason behind each one. Now they want to just say it's a chomer. They want to go through all of them on our base. Good. So basically. Im la'achas rika l'chayim v'chor la'bal kasev elo la'oichal mechatas la'asham afilu la'achas rika. Someone who eats with the chatas or asham even after it was sprinkled, right? Chutz la'kla'in, you ate it outside the
courtyard.
Outside the right, the klam literally means
the curtains of the
right. Literally, it's the curtains of the mishkan. But in the real mishkanikdash, they had the walls of the courtyard of the azar. Shuvu like you get back. Good. Let's see Rashi. Im la'ich, two lines in the bottom. Im la'ich la'ach azrika. V'hu zar, and he's a zar. Right? So, kavachar rebechal. Learn it from a bechar. Well, kameh mefarish, and further on, we're going to explain. My chumra, what's the stringency to chatas mi bechar? Chatas has over a bechar.
It's been very suspenseful for Rashi. Yeah. Situation here. Rashi keeps telling us we're going to see it on the day.
Yeah. Chut la'klayim. What? Let's see the bottom, Rashi. So we're saying it's giving you a lot if you eat it outside the curtain. Now, where do we know such a thing exists, such a concept, such an idea exists? Because the Torah gives us the assay. But as far as assay, the warning on the assay, we find somewhere else. The Torah says, b'makom kadosh teachal, in a holy place you should eat it. B'chatzar el mayim, the chatzar el mayim. So the Torah already gives me asay that I have to eat it in the oil mayim. Here we're giving you a laugh that if you eat it outside, you're going to get malchus. Let's see the Gemara for the three lines in the bottom. Nidarecha zu oila. Nidarecha, this is a carbon oila. Now why isn't it derecha referring to carbon oila? Because again, usually, a carbon oila is brought as a neder. So therefore we're saying over here, nidarecha is referring to a carbon oila. What? What's a carbon oila? Carbon oila is a fully...
Other than the fact that it fully burns, you can't eat it, nobody can enjoy anything from it. Why do you bring it?
Usually...
Who makes the neder to bring an
oila? Whoever wants. It's. I'll tell you, really... Sometimes for certain avodas to bring carbon oil, but usually it's brought by a person you want to give an offering to Hashem. It's like
as a gift,
as a neder. If you
or
make
is it because you want to avoid something bad happening to you, so you're giving up a whole animal as a sacrifice.
Could be that also. It's not more
the animal you burn completely and don't enjoy.
If you do, if Hashem, if you help me have a baby, I'll
is that right? Is that
I'm gonna bring it? A yeah. I'm gonna bring a.
It's like a pigeon. Hold on.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But it's an if.
But it always seemed like a sin offering. Isn't it in the category?
Also, sometimes also it says here that so most times it was brought more.
The topic offering was an.
Can you come in front of Hashem and say even if you did something on purpose, whatever, like?
No, it's bring a chatas. You can't do tshuva like that. It's ailas. You don't really owe it, but you bring an ailas. You bring a. You can bring an ailas. It's like a pigeon.
Offering was like a bird offering.
Right, Talmud also the comment Talmud ailas, but still it sounded like more. Adam was in the Beis Hamikdash. Said most time, mostly it was brought as a nether more than for averis. Because people didn't do so many averis then. But basically, it's brought more. So, this we're saying the derecha and nether is going to be referring to a carbon oil. Right? Because usually it's going to be a nether and you're chayiv in the achrayis. It's interesting. So, this stama oil is going to be a nether, you're chayiv in the achrayis. You have to bring it. It's not like in a double. The halacha is. You have to bring it.
Wait, does that mean you don't have the chrayas with an
you have a chrayas, which means it's not like an adava. An adava, you say harezu. That this I'm going to bring a present, you say I'm bringing this carbon for a carbon taida. And if something happens to the animal, then I'm potter.
Right.
I said harezu. By ayla, it was usually the word as a nether. You said hare alai. I'm going to bring it. It was the so therefore it's on me to bring it. So even if this animal dies, it's still incumbent upon me to bring a new animal. Mm-hmm. And usually carbon oils are brought in that fashion. It's not like it's very strict, maybe for tshuva, maybe for... That says, a person wanted to have a kapara, so therefore they'll bring an oil. Okay, good. That's okay. That's the next gemara about carbon oil. Well... fine. Yeah, so let's see the Gemara for Nidarecha zu oila. Now, what do we do with this pasuk? I'm Reb Shimon. Ma boz de'el hamdenu. What's this coming to teach us? Im la eichlan chutz lachayma. If it's to give me malchus, if you eat it outside the walls, kav chayim meister. It's for sure kav chayim for meister. Im lefnei zrika. If it's to give you malchus, if you eat it before zrika, kav chayim mitaydo shlamin. Im la achar zrika. If it's for a, if it's referring to a zar, who's going to eat it after zrika, kalachaymer mi b'char, I can learn from kalachar from b'char. Im chutz laklayim, if it's going to be malka for eating it outside the gates, curtains, kalachaymer mechatzas va'asham, it's kalachaymer mechatzas for sure. Oil is a more strict carbon than all of these. You burn the whole thing. So what in the world am I going to do with this pasuk? Halay be'akasad ella. This pasuk is coming only to teach me what la'achal min ha'ayla la'akar zrika. Even if you ate it after Zrika, I feel a bit thin. Even if you eat it inside the Azara, to like you still look at Malchus, because this carbon is supposed to be fully burnt. So it's a special laugh to tell me that if you ate from this thing instead of burning the whole thing, you get Malchus. Let's see the top Rashi. La'oichel oila, someone who eats oila. I feel la'achar Zrika. Someone who eats the oil even after it was sprinkled. Vafilu kain, even if he's a kain. Starash Rashi explains that even a kain. Right, I guess right, that's the Gemara means. Even if he's a kain and he eats it in the Azar, shu like it, he gets whipped. Vasharze, where do we find the warning in the Asay form to know such a thing exists? Vasharze Asay Ashkham Babam, we find it in the world, we find such a thing that says Va'archu Bnei Aaron. Says right, the Bnei Aaron should set it up, they should arrange it.
You
say
it in the world?
But I don't know what it means in the world, but it means we find it in the term. That's the world.
We find it from a pasuk. It's not in first.
It is. The pasuk first says.
It's not in first.
It is kalul. He's talking about the carbon oil over there. He says.
Yeah, Aruch Bnei Aaron doesn't say anything about carbon oil.
Nachon, he's saying it's a general pasuk that says. Rashi sounds like it says that pasuk because it says kalul. He should be the whole thing should be burned.
Right.
You were understanding.
You don't learn it first from the pasuk. That's what the Alma is trying to tell us.
There's no
first in the pasuk. None of these have them first. It's all drush.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean?
All these things are drushes.
I know the drushes. No, the
this too.
The asay was always first. The asay where it's in the lava wasn't first. The asay was always first.
The asay here is not first.
It is. It's referring to carbon oil over there.
But if we look at the pasuk, it doesn't say anything about oil.
See, it's kalali. It's saying the whole thing is getting burnt.
I don't know. Why am I asking? Because I wanted to translate the Amma as the opposite of the first. Can I be? No.
What do you mean? That it's
first is a specific. Is a specific azaras asay. But we saw before there was no specific Azaras Asay. There was no specific Azaras Asay for over there by the Zrika, right? The Rashi in the page before it says She'imba Azar Mufresh Mukam Akhar El Asay Bulbat, right?
Right.
So here I wanted to translate the Alma as the opposite of Mufresh.
I'm not sure. I think he's saying
Azaras Asay Ashkichan Bag Alma. We find the non specific Azara for it. It doesn't specify in the Pasuk Ola. We looked at the Pasuk.
Right. It says.
We were trying to figure out how to translate it. So we looked up in this thing. It says general or in the world, like you
so
said.
So it's really they bring down here. But Aruch Bnei Aaron Akayanim. It's really referring to the carbon oil over there.
It doesn't say that.
It does. If you look at the Pesukah, that's what's happening over there. That's what's happening. You see the whole thing. It said the pasuk says the pasuk goes through all the different body parts, which means basically if they burn the whole thing over there. But so they Aruch Bnei Aaron Akayanim and Stachim the Roish Pader. Oh, that's referring to bringing the entire thing on the Mizbeach.
Maybe it's saying that if you find it generally in the Torah,
in this pasuk.
I think when I say in this pasuk, it doesn't say it's true. It's true.
It doesn't say it specifically, but you find it generally
in this pasuk.
Weird way to say it.
No, Rashi is saying you find it generally in this pasuk.
Yeah, generally.
In this pasuk, I mean, the Torah it didn't say specifically, but if you look at the general, what's going on over there. Yeah, if you look at the general picture, what's going on over there, you'll see it's referring to Ayla. Yeah. It doesn't say the word Ayla.
Sometimes it means Alma in the world. It means the same thing.
Right.
Sometimes it's more to say. We were
the fact that, I mean, the Gemara is giving us the Vayikra Aleph there, right after Bahama. It's coming to teach us that the Bahama is coming on the Vayikra Aleph. It's generally coming on the Vayikra Aleph.
Interesting. It doesn't tell us the Pasuk. You're saying you're playing the whole pair. Because the whole paragraph is talking
maybe,
about the
Allah.
Look for the
Pasuk. That might be the Bahama. Yeah, that might be the Bahama. It's on the Vayikra Aleph, right.
It's not an Vayikra Pasuk something, it's Vayikra Aleph.
So I don't know if Rashi wrote Vayikra Aleph. I don't know if Rashi wrote Vayikra Aleph. I don't know if Rashi wrote these things.
But usually we see the Pasuk.
That could be why they don't use the Pasuk.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
It's not. It's you have to read the whole thing. Nachon.
Right.
True.
Right.
That's it. As far as it's very good. Ashkelon. I would find over there. In the general, that if you look over the whole thing, you realize it means if you read the Pasuk, it says put all the body parts. It goes through all the body parts. It says your brother was bare. So therefore, so Rashi is not bringing
a
pasuk.
The fact that it's a parak.
Whatever that area, a few psukim were one more than one pasuk.
All of them, you only use the parak. I just noticed.
Yeah, usually, because I'll tell you, Rashi, that's just telling you the parak usually. Over here it's saying that that's Rashi. Rashi is not focusing on a specific pasuk. I haven't seen the Ritva does have a specific pasuk. The Ritva does say it's from Oyle Rech Nichoyech LaHashem, that he says it means LaHashem and not to a regular person. I mean, Rashi is saying I don't have a specific pasuk. It's just for the general idea over there. Right here is the Ritva says, the pasuk says, Ola Rech Nichayach LaHashem. He's LaHashem Olayla Adam. The whole thing goes to Hashem and not that person. That's what the Ritva says. So the Ritva does like specify that he has a pasuk to zoom in on. Rashi doesn't. You're right. So Rashi is saying the whole picture. Perfect. Very good. Fine. Baruch Hashem Olayla Adam. Amar Rava. The lead the Ime. If a mother's going to have a child, Krib Shimon Talit. You should have a child like Krib Shimon, like Krib Shimon Barichai. If you're not going to have a child, don't have a child. Don't have children. So first of all, what in the world does Gemara mean?
And teaching us rule number one in politics.
Is have a child.
Before you argue,
yeah.
You compliment the person that you're
complimenting. Right. Before you knock him down.
You said very nicely, I like what you have to say. I hear you, but...
Yeah, but the Gemara really is saying, even though it looks like Rav Shimon is messed up, Rav Shimon is very great. Saying, even though Rav Shimon, we just went through a whole page, now we like bash every single thing he said. It doesn't mean he's not a big person. He's still a big person, and you should daven, your son should be like it. Halai shalat should be right in the Gemara pshat. Basically, but what does the world list mean, the Gemara says? Right, what is it supposed to be? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, go on that tefillah. What does Rashi say? The third line, Dili de'i make Rav Shimon tefillah. Call Sheima Yelez, whoever your mother that could, every mother gives birth, to Vakish Rachel, you should ask for mercy, ye Ratha may be your will, ask Hashem, she hate Kerib Shimon. That's what I mean. Rashi's learning, if you're going to have a child.
This is Rashi, no? Rabin Lakish.
Who?
Shimon.
No, Shimon Baruch Hai, Rashi, yeah.
Rashi.
So Rashi says, if you're having a child, Davin, he should be like Rav Shimon.
Wow.
The, according to Rashi, the Eloi, if you're not going to Davin, like Taylor, don't Davin. So he's saying, he's explaining what it means. Because what does the Gemara mean? Gemara's saying, don't have children. Because everybody has a question, what do you mean? You have the mitzvah to have children. And Gemara's saying, either may I have a child of Shimon Chai, don't have children, mitzvah for Ruvu. What does it mean? So it's saying that.
Brothers can't
play. So what does Brothers mean? What does it mean? It means Rashi's learning, he's going on tefillah. Daven, he should have a good child. If you're not going to daven, then don't have children. That's what Rashi's learning.
So
if you're not going to daven, then don't have children.
You have to daven
them later anyway. So yes, that's what he said. He said, you know, he's 20 years late. That's why it's the Chavetz Chaim. Someone came to the Chavetz Chaim and they said, oh, we just had a baby. What's going on? We ask a brach for a baby. So he told them, like, you're like, you're 9 months late. Should have started davening before. Some people say he told them you're 20 years late. Should have, whatever, two stories. One of them, he told them that you have to start working yourself. If you want a child to become normal, you're Shemayim, you have to start working yourself. So you're 20 years late, he told them. One, that's one story. Another story told them you're 9 months late. Basically, it's daven. That's what the Gemara says. If you want to daven, basically, it's interesting why it says mother. It doesn't say on your wife. It says daven on a mother to have a child. It's not a little question why it says, or unless it means a mother to have a child, daven, the child should be like Rav Shimon. If not, then light tail, don't have a child. Okay. Shimon. Okay. It says something else over here. I'm not sure what it says. Fine, I can't find it right now. Yeah, that's the bring that up. Okay. Fine. So essentially, Rashi learns it's going to the mother who's giving birth. Rashi says, "Kol imashi every mother who's going to give birth, tevaka, she should ask that she should have a child like that. She should have a child like." Rav Shimon. But the Ritzah doesn't like because it doesn't say Nefshat because the Gemara says Imei, the daven, the mother. But anyway, but Rashi is learning that every mother should daven, she should have a child, that she should have a child like Rav Shimon. Fine. Very good, fine. Basically we're saying Rav Shimon is really a very big person. Even though this Pshat over here didn't really work, this whole drosha. He's a big person. He's very chashiv. He's daven to have a child like Rav Shimon. Fine. But the apple, he said, the apple gab, the islay pircha, even though there's a pircha. Even though we're going to refute every single thing that he just said, every kavah chayim he just made, five kavah chayim he just made, we're just going to refute every single one of them, it doesn't matter. Still, he's a very great person. He should daven to have a child, like every mother should daven to have a child like Rav Shimon.
But you can't necessarily say that what Rava brings down is stronger than what Rav Shimon's original Kavacharma.
He has a pirch on each one. He doesn't understand it.
He just shows another side.
Which means that it's
not
a Kavacharma.
Why does that have any strength?
Because that's that every Kavacharma.
Now makes it 50-50 instead of 100% of that.
Every time.
Why is it any stronger?
It doesn't show you stronger. But,
I'm
not a cow. But he's asking. He said we don't understand Rav Shimon. He said we don't understand Rav Shimon.
If we say that A is more being, it has to be in everything.
No, it doesn't have to be in everything. But you can't show me just because. How do you show me you're more chamer in one area, but I'm good in a different area?
Right.
So it doesn't show that I'm more lenient than you. I have my good points. You have your good points. You can't prove to me I'm more lenient, right? You right? Like for example, Meister. We said the Gemara is going to go through the cases, but just because you have Meister. And just because you're by the Meister, you don't sprinkle blood, because you don't have blood to sprinkle by Meister. But why? But you thought you had a stringency, but I have my own things that I'm better than you. Why am I better? You're not better than me. I'm also a Chamer. You can't show me that I'm a cow.
Is
Nachon? You can't show me that I'm a cow. I also have my own good points. It's all about the good points. Everybody has their own good points. That's what Rabbi is coming to tell us. What's the Adam send you? How can you say such a thing? Everybody? That's what he's saying. So let's just start trying to read the 11. We have two more minutes. Let's see. My chumra de bikurim. The one's going to break it down. What's the chumra of bikurim over me meister? Over meister, right? We made a kavah chumra. Said, if meister has to be in Yushalayim, for sure bikurim. What's the stringency bikurim has over meister? Shekein isurim lazarim. Because bikurim is usher for Israel to eat it. So therefore it's stricter. I said, other the opposite. Meister chumra. Maybe meister is more strict. Shekein usher la'ayneh. Because it's usher for Oni, someone who had a close relative who's going to sit Shiva on Nifter that day. The halacha is your Oni. You're not allowed to eat Meister, even if you're in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat your Meister Shani fruits. But, and Bikurim, you can eat.
Be careful. We're talking about Oni. Yes.
No, you don't have to be a Kohen. We're saying in general. We're saying in general. No, we don't have to be you.
Bikurim, you have to have the
Now, when we don't have to be. We're saying since he's Yisrael in general, can eat it when he's the Oni, right? So therefore, and on the other hand, the Kohen sitting right next to him can't eat his bikurim. So in halacha, in the realm of the things, Onan is more strict. I mean, it doesn't have to be the same person. In the halachas, if one person's the Onan, right?
It encompasses the restrictions. It encompasses more people.
Israel has an Onan.
Okay. Israel's an Onan. Is he allowed to? He's allowed to own it. Is he allowed to eat Meister? Oh, that's the thing. You're right.
But he can't eat Bikurim either.
That's fine, because he's not a coin, but it doesn't mean.
I'm just saying.
You got enough on your right.
So you're saying the coin, they can eat, but the coin can't eat. The coin can't, who's an Onan, can eat.
Correct. Bikurim, but he can't eat Meister Shani. Correct. Right. Let's just go simple in a coin. Right. Fine. Good.
Or the Onan encompasses more people, it encompasses all of almost all of Israel. Where the
Gemara doesn't care so much about the Gemara, because the Gemara they're not looking at that so much out of a majority.
I hear
you saying the Gemara didn't say that, but I hear what you say. So good. So why saying so? Why do you think that's the problem? So let's see Rashi. So we have to see Rashi before. But Afal got the Islay Pircha. Said Reb Shimon is very great. You should have a child like Reb Shimon, even though there is a refutation. Lamil say on his words. Can the mashkach, like we're going to find percha, a refutation of Mekulu in the entire thing, but as we go along? So he said, what's what? Bikurim mutarim la'anin. The Reb Shimon, as according to Reb Shimon himself, as Reb Shimon's own chita, that Bikurim la'anin can eat Bikurim.
Using that as leverage, no?
Biavamis perka aral. That's a good school of question. But we're saying, onin, what's an onin? Yom nisas mesa. The day a person's relative, a dead person, a person close to him died, he's called onin. So we see, Meister is stricter because Meister only Kanadi and he could only Kanadi Meister and he could eat Bikurim. Fine.
He can't eat Meister.
He cannot eat Meister. And he cannot eat Meister. And he can't eat Bikurim.
You're talking about a
Kohen. A Kohen.
Fine.
And he could.
Could
an Oni.
Fine.
Okay. So Meister is more strict. Right? A Meister is more strict than Bikurim. Fine. So basically, it's a question on that first point of Rav, of Reb Shimon. But as of tomorrow, I'm going to try to get down more of this amulet.
Yeah.
Oh no, tomorrow's Chazar. Oh, it's just a Baruch Hashem. There's a chasana tonight, whoever wants to. It's a wedding tonight. Yehuda El Yisroel is getting married. So you want Hashem to protect you? El Yisroelcha, you should go to the wedding.
And if you make your. If you make a chasana the Sukkah, it's supposed to be.
Something.
Or whatever from the Minotaur.